Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're digging into a pretty interesting set of sources.
Yeah, it's a mix of posts, categories, blog roll links, all from this one site.
Right, and it seems to focus heavily on digital marketing, but with a real specific angle, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. The supplement industry, that really jumps out.
So our plan is to kind of unpack this, look at the strategies and tools they're talking about,
and see what key insights pop up, especially for niche markets like supplements.
Exactly. It's an interesting mix of really specific tactics and, you know, broader digital trends.
Well, let's start with that niche focus. It's quite prominent.
Yeah, supplements. The sources dive right in.
You see post titles specifically on that, like how to use Reddit for supplement engagement. That's pretty specific.
Very specific platform tactic. And they also talk about the products themselves, like the benefits and the power of dietary supplements.
And it goes deeper, mentioning actual business types. I saw one about launching a vegan protein supplement brand for muscle gain.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. And another about starting a sports supplements business with dropship web hosting.
Right. So it feels quite practical, less theoretical, like specific paths you could take in that industry.
But it's not only hyper niche stuff, is it? They also seem to cover the, well, the bigger picture digital strategies.
Exactly. Things that apply way beyond just supplements.
Like basics, maybe? I saw how to create Google Shopping ads.
Yeah, and more general guides like digital ad, unlocking effective strategies, foundational stuff.
And those broader titles too. Digital media and marketing. Strategies for success.
And internet marketing. Strategies for success. So it shows people in this niche are definitely using the standard digital marketing playbook too. They're not just, you know, off in their own world.
Okay, but here's where I thought it got, well, really interesting. Maybe reflects where things are right now. The whole SEO discussion.
Oh, right. That definitely stood out. There's this tension.
Yeah, like one post straight up asks the question, is SEO dead with AI, the future of search?
Which is a huge question, right?
Yeah.
Acknowledging how AI could just completely change everything for search.
But then, like, almost immediately after that.
I get the counterpoint. SEO is dead, not bloody likely. Very definitive.
So the source material itself is kind of showing this debate happening in real time.
Mm.
The potential disruption from AI.
Versus this strong pushback saying, hold on, SEO isn't going anywhere. It's clearly not a settled issue there.
Makes sense. And to actually do any of this stuff, the niche marketing, the ads, navigating SEO and AI, you need tools.
Absolutely. And infrastructure. The sources mention a whole bunch of these.
Yeah, I saw tools for like content creation, Content Studio, and Spin Rewriter.
Right, Spin Rewriter.
Right.
Often used for, you know, generating or tweaking content quickly.
Like email marketing stuff, Auber Autoresponder.
Mm-hmm. For lists and automation.
Yeah.
And even an ad exchange platform, AppAttract Ad Exchange.
And hosting gets quite a bit of attention too, different types.
Yeah, WordPress blog hosting, USA hosting, but they seem to really highlight VPS hosting.
They do. The source even adds notes like, highly recommended 5 service and support.
With free SSL on all domains. That detail suggests reliable hosting, good support, security features like SSL. They're seen as really crucial.
Not just background noise. And they mention dropship web hosting again, linking back to that business model.
And they even call out things like a free trial for Aber or the free SSL. Typical incentives, sure, but it shows what's valued in that ecosystem.
Okay, so pulling all these threads together, what's the big picture from these sources?
Well, I think it paints a picture of digital marketing, at least in this supplement niche, as being really dynamic. It's layered.
Layered how?
You've got these super targeted tactics, like the Reddit example, alongside standard stuff like Google Ads. You've got specific content tools, a real focus on solid web hosting.
And they're right in the middle of these big industry-shaping debates, like AI versus SEO.
Exactly. So looking at these specific examples, it gives you a pretty clear snapshot, I think. A snapshot of how all these different digital tools and strategies get used and argued about in a very targeted, practical way.
Right. It's not just abstract theory.
Which leads to a final thought, maybe something for you listening to chew on. Given that these sources put that question, is SEO dead with AI?
Mm-hmm.
Right next to the firm answer, not bloody likely.
Yeah.
What does that tension presented side by side like that tell you about the real confidence level? About the actual approach people are taking towards online visibility while everything's shifting so fast?